Well, you guys, as I am recording this, it is 11:28 p.m. on December 31st. So, happy New Year. Happy 2021. And let's get this thing started before we hear some fireworks in the background. So, let's do this. What is going on, you guys? My name is Ramney, and this is an Oral History of Marvel Legends podcast. Now, you guys, in the past two episodes, I've been talking about all of the Marvel Legends that came out in 2020. And in the first episode of this series, which is actually episode two, I talked about the first four waves, which were the going back here, the Super Skrull wave, and then you have the Demogoblin wave, and then the Crimson Dynamo, and then Abomination. And then in the last episode, we talked about the Sugar Man wave, and then the Retro Spider-Man wave, and don't mind that motorcycle. And then you got the Strong Guy Build-A-Figure wave, and we kind of ended it there. So this wave, or sorry, in this episode, officially episode four, we're going to talk about the rest of the waves until the end of the year. I'm not going to be counting the Armored Thanos kind of a international exclusive wave that came out in like Europe, I believe Australia as well. I'm not going to count that because it's just a whole bunch of re-releases of last year's Endgame figures. And I'm not going to talk about Stiltman because Stiltman is technically a 2021 release. So let's go ahead and get started with the 20th anniversary X-Men movie wave. Would you call it a wave? I know that the way that Dwight and Ryan talk about it, they call it a program. So this is the X-Men movie 20th anniversary program. That's the way they call it. So maybe I'll call it that too. Tons of figures in this wave. When they revealed the figures that came out in this wave, it was a like they kept the surprise till the very end. And the surprise was that they had the rights to the X-Men, the Fox X-Men characters, and now they were able to make toys from the Fox X-Men films, which they did before, Toy Biz did before, but Hasbro never did until now, which is amazing. I told myself I wasn't gonna collect any more MCU figures, but these are not MCU, and some of the character designs are pretty legit. So let's talk about it. Let's first talk about the two Wolverines that came out, single pack Wolverines, and that's the I believe the Amazon exclusive white shirt, white undershirt Wolverine, and then you got the jacketed Wolverine. Both are pretty cool figures. Between the two of them, I think I would lean more towards the shirt one, the white shirt. But both of them are amazing. So you have some new effects. You got bone claws, which we've never gotten before. So it's nice to have. Also, you got both of them are brand new sculpts. So the Hugh Jackman likeness is really good. Even though the paint might have been a little bit iffy in some, the Hugh Jackman likeness is really good. On both figures. So there's those. There was another Hugh Jackman Wolverine that came out in this program, which is the SDCC exclusive Logan and Charles Xavier, which is also pretty good. Nice to see Logan in that body. I believe that body's been, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like the arms have been reused. With the Deadpool the Deadpool and Hitmonkey two-pack. I think that's the same arms, but new torso, I think. But again, very cool to have this one along with the Patrick Stewart, old man Patrick Stewart head, or sorry, the Professor X that came in that wheelchair. Very cool to have that figure. You could easily pass on it, really, if you wanted just the Wolverine and a Patrick Stewart head. Patrick Stewart came with there was another Patrick Stewart Professor X that came in this program. But Logan was an amazing movie, I think, so it's nice to have these two characters. So yeah, speaking of that other Professor X, Patrick Stewart Professor X, there's that really awesome Magneto Professor X 2-pack that came with like multiple Magneto heads. So you got the Michael Fassbender helmeted head, you got the Michael Fassbender unhelmeted head, and then you got the Ian McKellen helmeted and Ian McKellen unhelmeted head. Amazing. Plus you got like extra hands. And then you got the James McAvoy head, and you got the Patrick Stewart head that goes with Professor X. The only thing is that the wheelchair is a little bit off. They're reusing the exact same wheelchair as the SDCC exclusive Professor X, but it's still really awesome figures regardless. Although like there's some inaccuracies. Like, you never really saw Ian McKellen in that Magneto costume. But you could easily overlook it because of how awesome that Ian McKellen head sculpt is. It is, like, the likeness is impeccable, I think, in my opinion. Other Fox X-Men characters that came out was Mystique, which... this figure is very, it's very sexy in that it's like the proportions and the curves are just the right shape for Mystique or for any female form. I think they got the female form right in this figure, to be honest. And that Rebecca Romijn head, I think is just right. Now they don't have the Jennifer, oh, what's her name? They don't have that head, the Katniss head. I don't remember her last name. I can't name it off the top of my head. I apologize, but they have the Rebecca Romijn head, which I think is my preferred Mystique anyway. So pretty cool to have this figure. And then you have, from the Deadpool movies, you have Domino, really good. Looks just like, one of the heads, actually, not both. Looks like Zazie Beetz. I think this is a pretty cool design. I like the way that they did the hair with the translucent plastic. Much different than, say, if you compare it to the Misty Knight figure that came a while back. This hair looks a lot better. And then you have the Cable, movie Cable, which is a good likeness to Josh Brolin, I think. Looks a little beefier than I remember Cable in the movie. I didn't think he was this beefy, especially the legs. He got some huge thighs in this figure. Regardless, brand new sculpt and everything, looks just like the Cable in the movies, down to the teddy bear on the side, which could use a little bit more paint. Like, you could turn that teddy bear a little more burnt. Otherwise, I think it is the it's a really good likeness. And then you got the Negasonic Teenage Warhead with the movie Deadpool. Now this Deadpool is already awesome. What would have taken it over the top is if you included a Ryan Reynolds Wade Wilson unmasked head. Would have been really cool to go with it. But I'm pretty sure that's something that they have planned down the line with another Deadpool re-release. I know next year they're coming out with a darker suit, more X-Force movie Deadpool. The one that it was dirtied up and it kind of looked gray in the movie Deadpool 2. So there's that. But would be nice to have an unmasked head. And then you got Negasonic, which I think looks enough like the character from Deadpool 2. But again, you can kind of tell that this was not going to sell on its own, so they included her with Deadpool, which, understandable. I'm okay with that. I'm used to it. Pretty cool character. I think I prefer Negasonic from Deadpool 1, however, just because of how badass she looked and in that movie. Now, from this wave, you got a couple of comic releases, and that is Rogue and Pyro 2-pack. Pretty cool. I think this Rogue was the first time that I saw the pinless tech on a female form. One issue that people have been complaining about with the female figures is that, especially if they have big hair, they become top heavy, that the legs just cannot support it, so the legs bend. And with the pinless tech, it makes the legs a little bit more stable, and they remain straight. And it's true, I have Rogue posed, and she hasn't, like, the legs haven't bowed or anything, so I think that pinless tech is the way to go. I wish they would do that for all the figures from now on. But this is a Rogue costume that not many, like especially the old school guys, not many are familiar with. Pretty cool one nonetheless. There was supposed to be a Rogue in this costume that was teased in SDCC 2000 and... Oh, I don't remember what, 2012, I believe. But that was canceled, or it was never released. And so they finally created a new one, a new sculpt, and came out this year with a Pyro, which is a nice update of the Toy Biz Pyro. That Toy Biz Pyro was, I think, one of the last few Brotherhood of Evil Mutants characters that needs to be redone. Actually, a lot of them still need to be redone. What am I talking about? You got Toad that needs to be redone badly. Blob could do another do-over. And we still don't have a proper Avalanche figure. Those guys would be awesome to have. Fantasia would be good too. Was it Fantasia or was it Rainfire? I don't remember. 90s characters. Anyway, this Pyro figure. Now, Pyro in the comics is supposed to be skinny. Super skinny and lanky. So the Toy Biz figure got that right. This figure is a little bit beefier. But then again, if you can argue that if Retro Spider-Man can be done using like a similar body to the Sunfire body, then why can't Pyro? Because Pyro and Spider-Man, to me, have the same body type, right? So, anyway, fantastic sculpt. That head, the one with the gritting teeth, I think that is very, very cool. I like that one. Anyway, good figure. And then you have Storm and Thunderbird. Storm, amazing. Again, pinless tech. New sculpt, new everything. It is one of the last figures that you need to complete the giant size X-Men lineup. So, welcome addition. You got two capes, two heads. You got that like electric effect coming out of the hands there. So, amazing figure. Legs are a little bit, or sorry, the feet are a little bit tiny, but that's a minor nitpick. So that's really good. And then you have Thunderbird, which I don't know what other body they could have used, to be honest. Because Thunderbird isn't, it's not, he's not meant to be as big as Warpath, so I understand that. He's not meant to be, like, he's a little bit bigger than your average sized figure as well. But there's something about the way that this came out, it just looks off proportionally, looks off. And part of it is the way that the head sits on the neck there, a little too high, so you could Dremel that down a little bit, I guess. The tassels on the biceps there just won't allow the arms to come down. And then you got the tassels that go on the calf muscles there on the calves that just slip down so easily. A lot could be improved with this figure. Regardless, it's nice to actually have a Thunderbird figure anyway. And then you got you got the Psylocke, Nimrod, and Phantom X 3-pack. Phantom X, nice to have an update of that figure. That figure was using a really outdated body. Even when it was released, it was already outdated. It was one of the terrible, like, more horrible bucks that Hasbro could have used. It's the same body that they used for the Forge and Wolverine 2-pack from a while back. They updated it to the Bucky Cap, which is, I mean, it's Bucky Cap again, but again, it's nice to finally have it. And then you got Psylocke, not exactly the black Psylocke costume that people want. I think people wanted the X-Force, the SDCC exclusive X-Force figure costume, but this one's nice as well. I'm not complaining. The highlight of the pack, however, is Nimrod, and you got the modern Nimrod, and then you got a more classic 90s Nimrod. Really cool figure. This was one of those figures where I don't know how they would have pulled it off, because if you look at the design of it, it just doesn't seem like the type that can be turned into a very well articulated toy, but they managed. I mean, you still have some limited articulation. The head has no articulation whatsoever, but the arms are still good. The feet are pretty decent, so can't complain. Anyway, so there's that. I do have him in his more traditional pink face in my collection. Moving on from the X-Men line, you got the Venom Pool Wave. Now, this wave is pretty decent, I would say. Figures aren't exactly what I'm, I was excited for. But it was finally nice to have a movie Venom. I don't know what it is about the movie Venom. It's not the Venom we know, but there's still something endearing about that movie that I enjoyed. The design of the Venom is not quite like Todd McFarlane designed him. I know that Todd even had his criticisms, especially with the way that the eyes looked, but I think this is a good enough interpretation of the Venom from the Venom movie. The way that the body looks, I think, is very proportional. It looks anatomically correct. Anatomically proportional, I guess. Like, the sculpt of it is amazing. You can see, like, little bumps on the, it's like it's not quite smooth, so you got that look, and it's good. Like, it's a nice beefy girthy figure of a Venom from the movie, and one of the best. I was very impressed by it, so I consider it one of the best figures that came out this year. In this wave, you also got Phage, which is nice to finally have another symbiote. This one uses the Bucky cap, but uses it nicely. That I'm not bothered that they use the Bucky cap again. I really am not. You also got the Morbius from the 1990s. The 90s Morbius, the one with the like BDSM costume. Literally, that's where he got it from, the BDSM shop. This was the Midnight Suns costume, which I did read Midnight Suns before I really got to know Morbius from the Spider-Man comics. I read Morbius as a member of the Midnight Suns. So this was sort of the Morbius that I was introduced to. And I think it's a decent figure. A lot of people have issues with the sculpt of it, but I think the sculpt is fine. The hair could be a little bit less dramatic, the way that it's kind of like sticking out the back there. I think he could use a little bit more wash on the white face, just to bring out the darkness around the eyes maybe. But otherwise, I think this is a pretty underrated figure. You also have the Carnage figure that came in this wave. This Carnage figure, it sort of does double duty. It's Absolute Carnage, which isn't quite accurate to the comics, but you also have the regular Carnage. Now, there is something, like, the figure is nice because it's a brand new sculpt, but there was something a little bit off, and I couldn't exactly pinpoint what it was until, I believe it was Mafex. That came out with a Carnage figure just recently. Oh, hang on a sec, I'm gonna see if it is Mafex. Yes. When the Mafex Carnage came out, I realized what was wrong with this Marvel Legends Carnage, and it's the way that the black over the red, it is very stylized. Like, the way that it covers the body is very, I don't know how to describe it, but it sort of starts in the middle of the chest and it sort of pulls into these lines that create like these, the red parts are elongated. I can't describe it, but if you compare the Mafex Carnage and you look at the black, the pattern of the black, it looks more like the comics than the way that the black pattern is on the Marvel Legends Carnage. Definitely take a look at it, look for a comparison on YouTube, but you'll see what I mean. So I mean, nice to have this update, but it's something about it that's kind of off to me, so I think that's what it was. I'm going to include Venomized Captain America with this wave because it supplements the wave, although it's not officially a part of it, that completes the Build-A-Figure. But again, you got Miles Morales, you got Spider-Gwen, and then you got Captain America. These are all Venomized versions of them. Not too familiar with the design or the storyline or whatnot, but it's a nice additions to the your Venomized shelf, your symbiote shelf, which I have one. What I like is Captain America has like the symbiote over the shield that kind of snaps on. Nice. I didn't even realize you could remove it until I saw a review of it. And then you got Venompool. The Venompool Build-A-Figure, which is hands down one of the best Build-A-Figures to date by Hasbro. This Venompool is just a fantastic sculpt. Sculpted by, I believe, was Mayshelf, who did a lot of the unique sculpting in some of my favorite figures in this this year. But this Venompool figure is just aesthetically just something about it. It's just so pleasing. The way that he looks top heavy, very cartoony, the way that the texture of the costume looks, the way that the staples look. There's something about the red and black kind of look as well that I'm a huge fan of. Everything about it is just, he's big, he's bulky, he's a massive figure, and he's just a lot of fun to play with. He really is. Definitely one of the best Build-A-Figures this year, if not all time. Yeah. Which is, I mean, yeah, that's saying something. But I think he does. It is up there. Last wave of the year is the Joe Fixit, Gamerverse Joe Fixit wave. They don't call it the Gamerverse Joe Fixit, but it definitely is the Gamerverse Joe Fixit because the head, the face sculpt looks just like the game. I think. I don't play the game. But yeah, let's talk about the figures. This is the last wave. This is the, I believe, eighth wave of the year. And the eighth Build-A-Figure of the year, not counting the Armored Thanos one. So we have Kang that came in this wave, and this is an amazing figure. Nice to finally have an update of Kang. We got a Kang from the, was it Ronin? I believe it was the Ronin Build-A-Figure. But that Kang figure was actually a re-release of a Toy Biz Fantastic Four Classics Kang. And it's good for its time, but it's small now in comparison to the figures we've been getting lately. And it, also the articulation isn't as good. It's got like this very obvious ab crunch that just takes away from the sculpt. And the way that they created Kang for this release was that they replaced that ab crunch with, what do you call it now? It's like a diaphragm joint is what it is. Double ball peg, I believe. Yeah. Anyway, really good, brand new sculpt and everything. The only thing I wished is that they outlined the pinstripes so that it sticks out. But otherwise, this is a fantastic, fantastic release. You also have two Gamerverse figures here. The Atmosphere Armor Iron Man, which is not a bad figure. I got it anyway. Not a huge fan of the Gamerverse figures. I got this one because it's like this deep blue color. And even if I don't like the Gamerverse figures, it's nice to have an Iron Man that is a different color. Just add them to your armory, you know? So, pretty cool. The Captain America stealth suit, I'm not a huge fan of that. The sculpted, the head sculpts are just terrible, both of them. Something about that Steve Rogers unmasked head sculpt is just so average and boring and not Captain America at all to me. Just not a huge fan of the costume either. Yeah, just no. Now, the other figures I am very excited for, Jocasta, is that how you say it? I'm finally excited to have a figure of her. Classic Avengers villain. Nice to finally have her. Nice to finally have a modern Falcon. Now, when we got the Vulture figure earlier in the year with those wings, we knew that Falcon was coming, and it did eventually come. Now, this Falcon, I believe, is more based off of the cartoon. It would be nice if we could get a more classic Falcon from the comics with Red Wing, too, because I don't think this came with Red Wing at all. Yeah, it would be even cool. I'm probably the only one who wants it, but like the first appearance Falcon in the green suit would be awesome too. Anyway, Thunderstrike also came in this wave. Now, Thunderstrike, when I started reading comics, Thunderstrike, or Eric Masterson was the Thor. He had just replaced Thor as the thunder god. So, and like this, it was also like for a brief period, and then he, Thor decided to come back, and then Eric Masterson became like, he remained a Thor-like figure, but he became his own identity, which is Thunderstrike. And yeah, this figure is not bad. I actually really enjoy this figure. And that, again, a very underrated new sculpt from the knees down. He's using that rage vest, which is cool. New head sculpt, which is really awesome. A little bit extreme, that head sculpt. Would be nice if it had an alternate kind of neutral face, but I'm not complaining. I really love Thunderstrike. Thunderstrike issue 1 has a very iconic cover with him kind of jumping forward, leaping forward. So that's, I remember Wizard was advertising Thunderstrike issue 1 as a mini series, and yeah, I remember that, and I remember the trading cards of him. Very nice to finally have Thunderstrike, even though a lot of people aren't really familiar with him anymore. If you're from the 90s, this guy was your Thor, so pretty cool. And then you got the Joe Fixit Build-A-Figure. This Build-A-Figure was like one of the most wanted by many. However, this specific version is from Gamerverse. He's kind of more greenish. Like, I know everybody wants the gray Joe Fixit, which I am sure they're going to re-release this figure as a Joe Fixit, probably maybe in a pinstripe suit. Who knows? Maybe without the fedora. Who knows? So yeah, there's that, you guys. Those are the waves. Now we're gonna briefly kind of talk about the other figures that came out. People are already starting to blow their fireworks in the background there, so don't mind the explosions in the back. Happy New Year, you guys. But let's go back to a couple of exclusives that we didn't talk about at all. Did we talk about the Black Widows, the exclusive Black Widows? Those are really cool, like the Walmart exclusive gray suit Black Widow, one of the best figures of the year, especially with those amazing accessories. You got the stingers with the kind of like the firing effects, and then you have the smoky effects, and then you have the what do you call it, the rocket backpack. So that's cool. And then you have the white suit Target exclusive Black Widow, not bad too. Very nice head sculpt, it really is. Both these exclusive Black Widows have really cool head sculpts. Going back to more retro stuff, we got a bunch of retro stuff later on in the year, and around November, December, people started getting them. You got the Cyborg Spider-Man, which is really cool. If you watched Marvel 616, you would know about Cyborg Spider-Man, because that was one of the figures that they were featuring how to make it. So that's cool. And then you got the Negative Zone Spider-Man. Don't mind the explosions in the background, you guys. Literally in the backyard, someone's blowing some fireworks. The Negative Zone Spider-Man, not a suit that I'm familiar with. The one that I am familiar with is the Dusk suit. Back in the 90s, Spider-Man for some reason couldn't use his Spider-Man identity, so he created 4 different ones: Ricochet, Dusk, I don't remember the other two, but Yeah, that's the Negative Zone Spider-Man that I'm familiar with. And then you got the J. Jonah Jameson figure, re-release. No, not a re-release, but another J. Jonah Jameson figure. The previous one we got with the Chameleon figure, but this one, he's got a new tie, he's got a vest, and he's got the rolled up sleeves. He's got like the Daily Bugle rolled up, and then you got like a paper little Daily Bugle. Very cool. I like this figure. The way that I have him on display is I have all the webbing accessories from the Gamerverse Spider-Man figures, like the webbing accessory for the torso and webbing accessory for the face. I'm using them for J. Jonah Jameson. Black Cat also. Retro Black Cat, which is different enough from the previous two Black Cat figures that we got. It's a nice enough release, I think. It's using the Moonstone body, which a lot of people prefer, a lot of people like, but this one, it's not very, it doesn't show the cleavage as much. It doesn't have the fur around the collar, so that's what makes it different. And I think scrolling down, I'm using figureless.co, if I haven't mentioned that already. Figureless.co is the most extensive Marvel Legends database out there, in my opinion. So definitely go check it out. Anyway, so more sets and exclusives this year. You got the Iron Man 2020, which is cool. Nice to have him. Very nice figure, actually. No one really talks about it, but it's nice to see the way that they kind of reused the 80th anniversary Iron Man into this new character. Very cool to have. Plus, it's got some new blast effects. Really cool, which they used again, those blast effects, for the Deluxe War Machine. This War Machine is the one I've been waiting for, the figure that I most anticipated this year. Very, very awesome to finally have a classic War Machine and the accessories that it came with. Yes, of course, it's a deluxe figure, but like those accessories just are just amazing. Amazing, amazing. You got the Fan Choice Silk. Not the one that I chose. I chose the White Electra, but this is nice to have. I can't really say much about it, except the costume is slightly different. It's white instead of gray, like the previous release. You got the Venom, the Eddie Brock Venom, which is a reuse, repaint of the Monster Venom Build-A-Figure. You also got Toxin in that same body. Head is a little too big, but I do like the tentacle effects that you put on the back. I think that's what takes this figure over the top. And it's a nice replacement, not technically not a replacement of, but there have been some Toxin figures in the past, one in the Spider-Man Classics line, which is still pretty good, but a little too small. And then the previous Toxin that was released by Hasbro was on that Hyperion body, which is not very nice to look at. I don't even, yeah, I took that as soon as I got this Toxin figure. I took that older Toxin in that Hyperion body, and I just put him in a Ziploc and put him in storage. You also got the Red Hulk. Really good. When we got the 80th anniversary Hulk, we kind of knew that this Red Hulk was coming. And even though it's just a newly sculpted head and a different color scheme, I think it works. It's amazing. What else? I believe the Stepford Cuckoos came out this year. Wow, it's been a long time, but yeah, it's pretty decent. It's not bad. they're there. Not my favorites, but they're a good representation, I think. Cosmic Ghost Rider. It's one figure I didn't realize I needed. The bike is amazing. The look of Frank Castle is amazing too. This Ghost Rider is Frank Castle. Never read the story, but nice to have this figure. And the bike with the stand. Yes. you also got the Marvel Legends Stan Lee figure. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. He just celebrated his what would have been his birthday. This is a nice enough figure. The legs are the Coulson legs, and those are notoriously difficult to stand. That's the only issue I have, but the likeness to Stan Lee, I think, is perfect. You also have the Marvel Unlimited Kamala Khan exclusive to the subscription. I actually got this figure. It's not one that a lot of people are looking for, asking for, or anything like that. But she's a cool figure to have if you have this one. I know that nobody really asked for a Ms. Marvel figure this year, or so, you know, but this is nice to have. It really is. I think the colors are bright, and it would be cool if we got like a light blue Spider-Man in the same color scheme as this figure. And then you got the Retro Gambit and Retro Rogue. This Rogue, everyone has been waiting for this Rogue. A lot of people complained about the face sculpt when it was announced, but when it came out, people kind of took it back. I don't see anything wrong with it, to be honest. Gambit, only thing different, head sculpt and paint apps, but still a pretty cool figure. I did replace my old Gambit with this one, and I did replace my old Rogue with this one as well. Let's see, the Children of Thanos 5-pack. I think they're pretty cool figures. I didn't pick this one up because I just don't think I don't want to collect MCU figures anymore. I gotta limit myself sometime. So, but overall, just looking at other people's reviews of it, the highlight is most definitely the Cull Obsidian, because it's definitely more accurate now. He's got that axe, or whatever you call that thing. Nice to have that as well. You got some paint redecos on the other figures, plus you got an extra Thanos burnt arm and burnt face. And I think if you are an MCU figure collector, this is a must have. You got the Hellfire Club Guard. So these are like the cheaper Hasbro Pulse kind of exclusive figures, the Army Builders. You got the AIM Trooper, you got the Hellfire Club Guard, which I don't have yet, and you got what was the other one? AIM. Oh, and Hydra. Those are figures. I didn't pick up the Hydra and the AIM Trooper because I feel like I got enough of those figures. Although, yeah, I would like, if I can get the Hellfire Club Guard, I'd probably pick up 4 to 6, depending, because I don't have them yet. yeah, so those are cool figures to own as well. And then let's see what else we got here. I'm kind of rushing it now because I've reached maximum limit. Retro Doctor Doom. The only thing about this figure is that it comes in the Retro Fantastic Four packaging. So that's pretty much the appeal of it. Otherwise, it's, yeah, you got a fabric tunic or whatever you call that thing that covers his chest and shoulders there. That's fabric, but everything else is pretty much the same. Those accessories are different. You got the ultimate nullifier plus two books. Very cool to have. However, if you have the Dr. Doom that came earlier in the year, I don't think this is much needed. Silver Centurion Iron Man also came out, which is a little bit surprising the way that it was done to most of us. I think I don't mind it, to be honest. There are some angles or some poses where it does, like the double ball peg that they use for the neck is very weird, and it sort of looks off in some poses, but if you pose him right, he'll look amazing. So, you know, I'm sort of, I like this figure. It's just too bad that we can't use the 80th anniversary Tony Stark head and put it on this guy right here, which would have been perfect, but you can't. So that's the unfortunate thing. You got the Moon Knight figure as well, came out this year. I think one of the better figures that came out this year. That white is just so clean. It really is. And everyone's been waiting for an updated Moon Knight. We got the armored look from before, but this is nice to finally have the classic look. And you get the black face and then the white face as an option. You also have the Hellfire Club box set, one of the better box sets to be released, because you got figures that we haven't gotten before in Sebastian Shaw and Donald Pierce. Haven't gotten those guys before. New sculpts from the waist down, I think. I know the arms are the same as the Logan arms. Logan from the other SDCC box set. They're the exact same arms. But new figures there. You got Celine. And you got a Hellfire Club Emma Frost, which we haven't gotten in a while. So did we actually get her? We got Emma Frost, but I think she already had her X-Men outfit by then. So this is, might be the first time that we got the villain Emma Frost as opposed to the hero Emma Frost. So anyway, regardless, amazing four pack, amazing box set. The way that they packaged is pretty awesome as well. So definitely a must. You got Punisher with a motorcycle. Probably one of the best Punishers I've ever seen. Just really cool sculpt. That Luke Cage body is what they use, that Hydro Man body. But it suits the Punisher. And this is from the Kill Crew. You got the Kill Crew helmet there from that storyline where they were battling. Like, it was him and the Black Knight. Was it the Juggernaut as well? And Foggy Nelson, of all people, that were battling a bunch of Asgardian bad guys, Frost Giants or something. I don't remember the storyline, but this is a pretty accurate to the comics. Not that comic per se, but this Punisher is pretty bang on. It looks just like, I don't know, comic Frank Castle. Very cool to have. Did I even mention, I don't think I mentioned Hawkeye and Old Man Logan when I was talking about the 10th anniversary X-Men movies program, but let's talk about them now. I think this Hawkeye is probably one of the best figures that come out this year because of how versatile it is. It's such a basic design. It's just a guy in a sleeveless shirt and like army pants, but the way that he sculpted, the way that it's pulled off, is just amazing. That Hawkeye head is really versatile. You can use it for Magneto, you can use it for Whistler from Blade. I mean, it's just awesome. The Logan, we got an old man Logan before, but that one came in a shorter jacket than this one. This is more of the long coat, so nice to have this one as well. It comes with a baby Hulk, so pretty cool. I think we're almost done here. There was a Groot Guardians of the Galaxy Groot Evolution 3-pack released again this year. Won't be talking about that much because we already got that figure. We got the retro Gray Beast. Now this beast right here is pretty cool. Again, it uses the beast body. However, the problem I have with it is that you got the Gray Beast face is smiling, whereas in the comics, the Gray Beast was not smiling at all, nor did he have glasses or read books. This was a savage beast. This was a beast that sort of midway from his human form to his blue form, and he was like out of control, out of his mind at the time, so he wouldn't have been smiling, he wouldn't be reading books. So that book, definitely give it to the Blue Beast. Those glasses, if you can fit it in the Blue Beast face sculpt, would suit him much more. But it's a nice figure to have, this one. I don't know where to put him though, because he's not quite an X-Man at this point. He's not quite a defender or an Avenger at this point. He's sort of just a standalone character, so I don't know where to put Beast. Really, I really don't. Let's keep going. You got the Gamerverse Outback Hulk. So figure. To be honest, not a huge fan of this look. I do have the House of M Gray Hulk, or sorry, House of M Green Hulk from the House of M 4-pack that Toy Biz put out, which I think still holds up pretty well. So I didn't bother getting this one. Squirrel Girl, however, it's not a bad figure. The only thing I don't like about this Squirrel Girl is the fact that the hands are not for gripping the scooter's handlebars. They're like open splayed hands, and that's the only issue that I have with it. Also that it's back heavy, but what can you do? Squirrel Girl has a pretty big tail, so just hard to pose, really. So best to have her sitting in her scooter. And then you got the black costume Retro Storm. That's another one that I don't remember this costume in the comics. I remember it in white or silver, but I don't remember it being black. But there was an old Toy Biz X-Men classics Black Storm, so I feel like this was more of an homage or an update of that figure. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what this is. I got it. I have it displayed with my like ex-females. Not the main one I have in my X-Men lineup, however. And I think after all is said and done, I think that's it, you guys. So that is a rundown of all the figures that we got this year. I wish you guys a happy new year. Overall, I think Hasbro knocked it out of the park this year. Some really good figures, some amazing figures that we have been waiting for a long time. Some hits, some misses. War Machine is amazing. Crossbones was one we were waiting for a while, but came out so, you know. But that's just how it is. Anyway, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about kind of like my best, the best of this year. what I consider the top 10 figures, and the top 10 or top 5, I guess we'll say, Build-A-Figures of the year, plus maybe a couple more categories. So I'll come up with a list, and that will come out sometime soon. Anyway, this has gone on for far too long. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to give this podcast a good rating in wherever you're listening, and I will catch you in the next episode. Till next time, you guys, take care.